that is an accurate rule, and that rule is that the local symbolizes the worldwide. That title may be a little bit different, but that title basically comes from Louis Weir, a deceased Adventist pastor from Australia that did a lot of wonderful work on Bible prophecy. But one of the rules that he identifies, it's a valid rule that other people understand without, you know, any input from Louis Weir, but he's the one that has put it into print more prominently than others. And basically what he identifies is that the places and the histories and the geography of the Old Testament prophecies are what illustrate the prophetic scenario at the end of the world. But as an example, Elijah in confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and Jezebel and Ahab, all those, all that story that's contained in the confrontation between Elijah and Ahab and Jezebel, it took place in a local area, in a local geography, in sacred history. But it is pointing forward to the end of the world. For 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, all these things happen unto them as examples for those of us that live at the end of the world. But the prophetic rule that Louis Weir identifies so clearly is that this local history of Ahab, Jezebel, and Elijah, when it is fulfilled at the end of the world, it won't be fulfilled in a local area. It's fulfilled in a worldwide sense. So that rule of Bible prophecy that these men point to, that say this is what identifies the glorious land of verse 41 as the Adventist church, their reasoning is that the glorious land here in verse 41, obviously an end of the world prediction, this glorious land that in ancient history in the Bible was simply the land of Palestine, this glorious land must have a worldwide application. And the Seventh-day Adventist Church is worldwide, and to say that the glorious land is the United States is not worldwide. That's the reasoning. And brothers and sisters, that type of reasoning, I don't understand. It's just amazing to me. If you would turn to Revelation 13 and verse 11, there just isn't much resistance in Adventism to who the power here in verse 11 is. There is, by the way, those in Adventism that have different views on verse 11, which is, I don't even know how they can consider themselves Adventists if they have those views. But our understanding of verse 11 of Revelation